The Urbanist is brought to you in association with Seoul Metropolitan Government. Just like the Urbanist team and all at Monocle, the city of Seoul is passionate about creating a better and more livable urban environment. Under the watchful eye of Mayor Park and his colleagues at City Hall, Seoul's quality of life upgrades have been carried out with both environmental and economic sustainability in mind, positioning the Korean capital as a world leader in urban regeneration and repurposing. Why not come to visit and experience this great city for yourself? As Seoul enters a new decade, share its sparkling vision for the future. The Urbanist on Monocle 24, in association with Seoul Metropolitan Government.
Hello and welcome to Monocle 24's The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. I'm Andrew Tuck. Coming up on today's show, pack up, we're moving.
Talking about the technical benefits of being able to start from scratch and plan everything perfectly means that you're having to try and engineer that type of placemaking that just tends to happen in a more organic way in older places.
When should a nation consider moving its capital city? In this week's episode, we look at why leaders often flirt with the idea of changing a nation's capital and what it means if those plans actually go ahead. We take a look at Indonesia and its aims for a new centre of power, explore some of the world's mistaken capitals, and try to imagine what urban elements are a must-have in a new one being built from scratch. That's all coming up right now on The Urbanist with me, Andrew Tuck. So welcome to this week's episode of The Urbanist. Let's start in Indonesia. The country is set to have a new capital if the ambitious plan by President Joko Widodo comes to fruition.